Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Don Ryan, who is a Marquette County Commissioner. Good evening, Don. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. There was some excitement in Marquette today, I hear.
Very much so. We had the president come in to make a major policy announcement, and we were pretty excited about that.
And what was that policy announcement? I know it had some. He was excited to come take a look at the wireless system up in Marquette, and to use it as a model for other rural areas wanting to do similar things. Is that what he was about?
Yes, it was. The president is proposing to expand wireless internet access availability to, he's saying, 98% of the American population. And he's got a plan to do that, which would involve auctioning off some radio spectrum and investing about $20 to $30 billion in making that availability for especially people in rural areas. And he chose to come here to make that policy announcement.
And that's big because, I mean, using you as a model, using the Marquette area and what you've been able to do there as a model, that's important. And the folks who've worked hard on this need to be awfully proud of that.
Well, this puts a tremendous, tremendous spotlight on the city of Marquette and Northern Michigan University. I don't know if you know, but about 10 years ago, Northern started a very unique program where every student receives a laptop. And they've worked to expand the integration of that program into their curriculum. And then they expanded it so that it became more available throughout the campus. And what they've done now is to put in a WiMAX system where students, about two-thirds of the students at Northern Michigan University live off campus, some, even 20, 30 miles away. And they're not able to use their laptops and access the university internet system through this WiMAX program. And I understand they're probably the only university in the country where that can happen. So that's, I think, the main reason he picked Marquette.
Well, yeah, it's huge. And it sounds like he got pretty specific in terms of budget and so forth on expanding this program. So that had to be pretty exciting to hear as well.
Well, as I say, it was because, any time a president comes to a small town, it's pretty exciting. But when he comes to your city and uses that venue to make a major policy announcement, he, in his State of the Union speech, he spoke about this initiative, but this is more or less kicking it off, and he came here to do it. And so it was pretty exciting, to say the least.
And what about, I spoke last night with your mayor pro tem, John DePietro, about preparations and so forth, and I had to laugh. He said, we've done this before when George Bush came in 2004. He says, you guys were prepared for this. Was there a lot of hustling because you weren't aware of that the visit was just announced last Friday?
It came up very quickly, and yes, it did take some work, but obviously the Secret Service and the President's staff and those people are very adept at making this happen. We have an outstanding police force in the city of Marquette, very professional group. They were able to work with them. The campus security at the university, it all came together very well. So from what I can see, it went off without a hitch.
Now, his remarks came at the Superior Dome, if I'm correct.
Well, they actually came at what's called the Berry Event Center. There are several athletic complexes on the university campus. This was not the largest one, but it's adjacent to the Superior Dome, and actually people got access to the meeting itself through the Superior Dome. But it's an arena primarily where the women's volleyball team plays. But I think there were probably, they had said they were inviting 1,000 people, but I talked to our chief of police, and he said it appears that they may have given out something like 1,500 tickets, and believe me, everyone was used.
I was going to say, you're one step ahead of me. That was my next question. It was the crowd and so forth. Obviously, very well attended. And it's a big event. Politics aside, he's the president, and that's an exciting thing.
Oh, very much so. And as I say, this was not a typical political event. He came here for a very serious purpose, and that makes it even more impressive. One of the issues, is the fact that more people did not get to see him. If there is a downside, and you know, if you hear any kind of criticism of what happened today, it would be that fact that a lot of people would have liked to see him, but for whatever reason, they decided to go with this particular venue. You know, I'm sure security plays into it and a lot of other things, but
certainly. Were you able to see Air Force One out at K.I. Sawyer Airport?
I didn't, no. I chose not to. I did see it when President Bush came several years ago, and it's very impressive to see, certain.
I was going to say, I was able to see Air Force One here at one point at the Lansing Airport, and it is very, very impressive. Was the president able to make some stops at some local spots while he was in town?
Actually, he made only one. Uniquely, he went to a little restaurant in downtown Marquette called Donker's. And I wasn't there, but as far as I know, that was the only stop off campus. I believe while he was on campus, he also toured a couple of other facilities, and particularly was able to see a demonstration of Northern System being used in cooperation with a couple of local public schools. How they're able to work with this system to get their programming out to some other schools in the area, including one that's probably 20 or 30 miles away.
I imagine it was awfully exciting for students. Were a lot of students able to attend, could you guess, from looking into the crowd?
Yes, there were. In fact, you know, I'm sure at least half of the crowd was made up of students. I'm not sure, you know, how they decided who would get invited. You know, I wasn't part of that. I was invited because I'm a member of the city commission. But there were, you know, there were a lot of people from all walks of life. But there were a number of students. I was talking to one of the students and asked him how they got selected, and he said they, you know, started at least with students who were in various kinds of leadership positions or leadership programs, and made selections on that basis.
And his speech was, or his remarks were early this afternoon, and then, as far as you're aware, he headed out shortly after that?
Yes, he did. Yeah, it was a very quick trip. You know, it's about I guess even escorted by police, it's probably a 20-minute ride from the airport, and I think he arrived at about 11:30 and was due to leave at about 3 o'clock, so it all happened very quickly. He had lunch in there, he had the speech, shook a few hands on the way out, and he made a very good impression. You know, he had a serious message, but he added some lightness to it, too. And interestingly enough, he started off with a comment that apparently he had been following very carefully what was happening in Egypt, being briefed, you know, on Air Force One and by his staff, and this may be a critical day in the history of that country, and he did make note of that as well.
Very good. What about the weather? Did he make any mention of how chilly it is here?
He made a brief mention of the weather, but he just joked about it a little bit. But it was actually a beautiful day. That the sun was shining, and so even though it was cold, it looked very nice.
Well, you know, what an extraordinary event to have the president come to your town, to come to Marquette for, as you said, on a history-making day like this in Egypt, and make remarks about that. And what a time for your city to shine.
It really is. And, you know, Marquette has had just so much favorable publicity in the last 5 or 10 years. You know, we're an all-American community, a most livable community, one of the dozen distinctive destinations on the list of historic places in America. We've just had a lot of positive things being said about our city, and it's a great place, so we're very happy about that.
Well, I appreciate the time that you spent with us tonight. Did I miss this? Your city commission rather than county?
City commission, right, yes.
I you're too kind to correct me, so I'm glad to correct it. Don, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate being able to share what happened here today.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Don Ryan, who's Marquette City Commissioner, on the President's visit to Marquette today. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.